Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An outpouring of support today after a first responder's family dies in a house fire.
While the first responder was on the job in Palo Pinto County, a fire broke out at his home in Parker County near Weatherford. The entire home was engulfed in flames by the time crews got to the house. When they finally got inside, they discovered the bodies of three victims. They have been identified as his wife and their two young sons, one a fifth grader. This neighbor placed the 911 call.
It's sad. It's like the whole trailer just burned immediately, and there was nothing anybody could do. It was already too late.
Sacred Cross, where the first responder has worked for the past 8 years, says so many people have reached out wanting to help, they're working to establish a fund. No word yet on the cause of the fire. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Scary start to the school day for a couple of middle schoolers.
Two middle school students hit by a car on their way to school this morning, and police say the driver never stopped. Now Dallas police are trying to find whoever was behind the wheel. Investigators are asking people in the area to check doorbell and surveillance cameras for anything that could help identify the car. Both students survived the crash as the search for the driver continues. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bri Alvarado, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
Today we hit 100 degrees for the 25th day of the year. Now, in a normal year, our average is 20 days. Last year, we had a mild year. Only hit 107 times. But 3 years ago in 2023, we hit 155 times and 47 times the year before. The all-time record is still in 2011, where the temp hit 171 times, and we had a streak of 40 days in a row that year.
Let's not try to break any records this summer.
We're getting close here.
I know. Let's not, though. Expansion of Interstate 30 through the Dallas Canyon is moving along. The project is now 8 months in.
We are looking on track right now. The big thing that we want to remind drivers of is that, you know, it's easy to get complacent in a work zone, especially one that you go through every day. So be alert for those crews and little changes in the work zone as we move through it.
TxDOT's Kenna Mitchell says crews have taken down retaining walls and works already started to rebuild the street bridge. Eventually, the project will expand I-30 to 12 lanes between I-45 and I-35. Completion is scheduled for 2031.
Second day of testimony in Tupac Shakur murder trial. Prosecutors say Dwayne Davis is the guy that set up the shooting in Vegas to retaliate for his nephew's beating.
The prosecution's, the crux of this case is that Davis himself confessed. He said he was there. But now what prosecutors are really going to have to do is fill in those gaps and corroborate what he's saying. So they're going to have to bring in witnesses and evidence that sort of independently verify what Davis is saying is true. Otherwise, it's going to be really hard to convince a jury. Just believe him because that's what he said. You'd really need to kind of back that up and prove that it's not just what he said. These are all these other things that prove this is beyond just his words.
That's Safiya Sami Ali, the Davis lawyer, called the prosecution's narrative fiction. He's looking at life in prison if he's guilty.
President Trump says the Strait of Hormuz is open for traffic.
President Donald Trump says the U.S. has no planned talks with Iran and insists that the Strait of Hormuz remains open and operating, despite limited traffic and a reported strike on a ship exiting the waterway. Earlier this week, Trump also threatened to bomb Oman as the country sought a deal with Iran to manage shipping traffic through the strait. Iran says the waterway will not reopen until the U.S. meets its conditions. Shipping data platform Kepler says transits fell nearly 20% through the Strait of Hormuz last week. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's a whole bunch of active accusations of favoritism and sweetheart contracts and no transparency. This is the $5 billion Broadband Development Office.
The new director of the Texas Broadband Development Office told state lawmakers it's time for a course correct after the previous leadership, quote, went astray, unquote.
There were a few things we needed to handle immediately, specifically the extensions, the projects in the middle mile, and obviously the director job.
According to Will Cunahan, next comes a performance review of the entire office. The accusations surfaced in June. State Senator Charles Schwertner.
I have my eye on y'all regarding the way y'all are conducting your business. We as an oversight committee are going to oversee it regarding fairness and transparency.
Favoring Elon Musk's Starlink satellite program over fiber optic and cable are among the charges. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A drummer that spent more than 50 years with the same band has died. You know that sound. That is Frank Beard drumming for ZZ Top. He helped form the trio in 1969, and he was a member of the group for 56 years. That included their string of MTV hits in the 1980s, when he was the only member of the group without a beard. Beard stopped touring with the group last year because of health problems. He died at his ranch in Richmond, just outside of Houston. Frank Beard was 77 years old.
You know, if he had a ZZ Top beard, it would just be redundant.
It would be.
Yeah. Texas has itself a whole lot of high schools that land in the top 100 in this country. U.S. News and World Report came out with its best high school chart for the year, rated 18,000 of them. Texas has 11 in the top 100. Top-rated Texas school overall is the School for Talented and Gifted in the DISD. It's number 8. Mansfield's Frontier High School is second in North Texas, landing number 33. The Dallas School of Science and Engineering finished at number 36. Two other schools in Dallas, the Irma Rangel Young Women's Leadership School and the Judge Barefoot Sanders Law Magnet, are in the top 50. Schools around the state got their letter grades just as the school started last week. Turns out the Frisco ISD is the largest district in Texas that scored an A on the accountability list. It's also the second year in a row that it earns that rating. Prosper, Allen, Wiley ISDs all got A's in Collin County in the ratings.
Someone in Denton hit the top prize on $1 million Lotteria ticket. That winner bought the ticket at the Chili Mart on Teasley Lane. Texas lottery proceeds have generated more than $37 billion for the state since 1992, including money supporting Texas public schools. We did not win that because we're here today.
Governor Abbott, who is feeling the heat perhaps from both sides of the political aisle, announcing yesterday that construction on any sort of border barrier through Big Bend National Park has been paused, telling the bulldozers to stand down.
Over the weekend, I spoke with the Secretary of Homeland Security, and he committed to me that they will not be building a wall or a fence in Big Bend National Park. They understand that there are other tools to successfully secure that park through technology, through personnel, and other means, and also understand that when it comes to building walls, there are other border areas in the state where there are more crossings, where a wall is more needed right now than in places like Big Bend. And with regard to the announcement today of the pause, that seems to be a consequence of my conversation with the secretary this weekend. And so the commissioner of the Border Patrol is going to be in Big Bend National Park either today or tomorrow, listening to what's happening on the ground, gathering information about the way forward to ensure that Big Bend is going to be secure from people trying to cross illegally without undermining the beauty of the national park. So to be clear, I was told, and the secretary committed, there would be no construction of any type of barrier in Big Bend National Park.
All right, let's bring in KRLD's Chris Fox in Austin. He's been covering this story, joins us right now. Chris, what caused the governor to come around on this?
I would guess the polls in rural Texas saying, why are we allowing this to happen to one of the most beautiful places in our state? All I can guess is public opinion. There was a lot of pressure mounting against him. You remember Land Commissioner Don Buckingham filed that cease and desist letter to the Homeland Security to stop illegally clearing land in Big Bend region. State Senator Roland Gutierrez, part of the lawsuit filed over the weekend by the indigenous group, basically saying that it's a violation of our religious liberty. I think the pressure just started to mount. And I would also guess that John Buckingham is probably taking credit because of our cease and desist letter of forcing Homeland Security and perhaps not Governor Abbott's conversation with Mark Wayne Mullen over the weekend. But that's politics.
Is this thing just a pause truly, or are we probably going to see original plans just to push to the side?
There's not a lot of trust on either side here. And one of the arguments that Roland Gutierrez made was that Rodney Scott, the CBP commissioner, had said that they were only going to be doing a survey. And then all of a sudden earlier this month, construction crews started showing up. So we started finding out that the plans were a bit more than surveying that there's, a $1.7 billion contract out there from the federal government to contractors to do border security-related activities. So it's still, even though they promise that they're not going to be building a wall or considering it, I see where there's a lack of trust.
Check back after Election Day, and we'll see. Tell me this.
There's a few issues like that that we're looking at right now. Yeah. Data centers is the other one. Let's see what happens after Election Day, because the story may change. Also, can I add one of the notable duets?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely.
Iggy Pop and William Shatner sang Silent Night together. Does that count?
God.
Is that number one on your list?
Iggy Pop and William Shatner. Well, I'll pull it up and I'll give it a listen. We'll see. Maybe we'll play it on the air, too. That tracks with you, Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
I would expect nothing less.
Didn't you interview William Shatner about his music career once?
I did, as a matter of fact. He wanted to change the subject.
Exactly. It's part of his life where he was doing the most drugs.
Listen, I got one more before we let you go about this Big Bend thing, because the governor kept talking about Big Bend National Park. What about the state park right
state
next
park,
to
there
it?
There has been a lawsuit filed early on, I think it was in April, by residents regarding the state park as well, saying no border walls there either. And that one you really don't hear much about, and I will look into to see where it stands in the courts, but there has been legal action filed.
Good enough. All right, and let's see. Iggy Pop and William Shatner.
Oh, Billy Shatner.
Put that up, Chris.
Silent Night.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks. That is KRLD's Chris Fox. He is in Austin with us on the situation out at Big Bend. And, yeah, I think that's the big question. We got to pause. The bulldozers, they've shut them down for now, but for how long?
Yeah, and it's so weird because everyone on the ground there says this doesn't need to be happening. This is an area that has really got rugged terrain, and so you don't see a lot of illegal crossings here anyway because it's so hard to get through.
It's cliffs.
You don't need it. And then there's the Homeland Security. Their official is, we're just clearing a road and making it a little bit more secure so we can get cars in there, but it's not tearing up anything scenic. And so you really don't know who to believe. I would believe the park rangers and park officials to say this isn't necessary, and you will be screwing up the ecosystem if you start doing this too much. So let's hope that cooler heads prevail.
Well, I've heard some people say that it's not like they're putting a 30-foot steel wall along the river, but then other people say anything is going to spoil the beauty there.
And I agree with the governor what he said there. This isn't an area that's a hotbed for illegal immigration.
Right.
And again, as we just mentioned, there's a lot of cliffs. And if you're trying to get over that area, good luck to you.
I would pick another spot.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do that.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.